Hey, baby. Are you certain?
The physician confirmed it. I'm a child, Sebastian.
How did this happen?
Surely I don't need to tell you where children come from, my love.
But you're with child. My child.
Yes, my love. Does that displease you?
Displease me?
You're growing paler by the second. Sit down.
No, I should go.
Sebastian!
There are things to attend to. Paperwork, I'm sure, I can't keep the Chancellor waiting.
Don't go. We need to talk about this.
Forgive me, Angel.
Well, your father once again has proven he cannot handle surprises. Poor man looked like he was going to faint. You'd think I'd have told him the sky turned purple. Enter. You can come in, Marie. Close the door. His Majesty is taking time to process the news. Was it obvious that he ran? No, it's not that. I know he loves me. And this child, I have no doubt he will love them too. But His Majesty rarely shares his worries with me. Whatever is plaguing him now, he will try to fight alone. He needs some time. I will give it to him. Oh, a wonderful idea. That should give him some time to think. Plus, he always did love my hair and braids. Thank you, Marie.
Stop looking at the clock, Chancellor. You were the one who insisted I finish these forms. No. Your exact words were, I beg of you, Your Majesty, it's been months. Please sign these forms. Now you complain that I am doing what you have asked? And why would you ask that? Do I seem like I'm in a foul mood? That is what I thought. Now bring me the... Angel?
Do forgive my husband, Chancellor. He is a stubborn man and has clearly forgotten that you have a life outside this room. Please, do go home.
Wait, I am not... done yet.
So have you hid away long enough?
I am not hiding.
You ran from me.
I did no such thing. I merely left quickly.
Why?
I do not wish to speak about it.
I let you run before, but I will not now. Tell me, what ails you?
Nothing. This is joyous news, right? We're having a child, an heir. It's wonderful.
An heir? That's what makes you happy.
It's important, right? Expected of us. So, buen trabajo. Good work.
Good work? Are you going to shake my hand next and say, job well done, when I survive childbirth?
Do not joke about that. You will be fine.
I probably will be. But childbirth is dangerous. Women die, Sebastian. I could die. That scares me.
Silence. Silencio. I don't want to...
But even knowing that, I am still excited to meet this child. Why aren't you?
Angel, please, no mas.
You're not your father, you know.
Perdón?
That's what's worrying you, isn't it? That you turn out to be the same man as your father? You've never spoken much of him, but I know that you hated him. That he was a bad man.
I know that. Mi padre... He barely acknowledged me. I was a bastard.
You're nothing like him.
He was cruel. Ruled with an iron fist. The people feared him as they do me.
The people do not fear you. You certainly play up to your reputation, yes. But they know you are a good and just king.
Angel.
I'm scared too. To be a parent. My own mother died when I was young. My father wasn't exactly thrilled with me. I know nothing how to raise a child. I'll make mistakes, we both will. But our child will be okay.
How do you know that?
Because I know us. I know your heart. You have so much love to give, Sebastian. It's okay to be scared, all right? I am too. But I'm with you. You won't have to face this alone. Besides, you're not even carrying the child. You don't have to give birth to it. What are you complaining for?
I'm a fool.
You are many things, my love, but a fool is not one of them.
How did I end up with such a forgiving wife?
It is a mystery.
I am happy. So happy. I panicked.
I know, but we're okay. The only thing I worry is if we have a daughter.
Por qué?
Because I can only imagine how overprotective you'd be of her. Probably try to keep her locked up in this palace until she turned 21.
I wouldn't.
Oh, so I can go ahead and start preparing the betrothal.
I forbid it.
See? Would a cruel father care that much already?
I love you.
And I you. Now give me your hand. See? Feel here?
That's the baby.
Our baby.
See?
Smile, love. All is well.
If anything hurts you, you must tell...
Ah, my overprotective husband returns. Good to see you back.
I'm serious. We should get you checked by another physician. Do you need to be on bed rest? No more... Wait, where are you going?
I'm hungry if we have missed dinner. If you're going to lecture me, at least do it over a meal. Now are you coming?
Always. Mi amor.
This one was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for Lupin having written this script. It's really one of those, it is an alternate universe. It is one of those alternate timeline stories. It's really good. I really enjoyed the hell out of it. Once again, she knocks it out of the park. For those of you who are new to the Arranged series, it's a wonderful series that I've been trying to keep up with. I would absolutely suggest starting off with the first episode and kind of going into it, you know, from there. And a huge thank you to Dr. True, who's not only one of my patrons, an aspiring voice actress. She is phenomenal. She did a great job here, and she also edited this, so thank you. Thank you so very much. And hey, by the way, if you join my Patreon and join my Discord, and if you ever want to collab or do something fun and wacky like this, I mean, it is possible. So, I'm not as active on it as I'd like to be, but like, the more active y'all are, the more active I'm gonna be. In the meantime, thank you all so very much for listening to this audio. Sweet dreams, and pleasant nightmares.